My name is Christian Rode. I'm here in Stuttgart, professor of applied mathematics, working in modeling analysis and numerics for nonlinear partial differential equation. And it's a pleasure to today an interview with my colleague, Professor Peter Klavner from the University of Erlangen-Nuremberg. Spends some time here in Stuttgart. Before I would like to focus on your research, I would like to ask you just to introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your work in mathematics and also outside, as you are really an interdisciplinary researcher.
Hello, my name is Peter Klavner. First of all, I would like to emphasize I'm very happy to be here in Stuttgart in this unique environment. I think we will come back to this. I'm working in applied mathematics, in applied analysis and numerics since quite a while. I'm in Erlangen already since 1994, so there's a long time to do something. And even earlier, in the middle of the 80s, I decided to start to work about models for transfer processes in porous media, but in a quite a wide range. So on the one hand side, starting with modeling questions, which I think become more and more important, up to the core of applied analysis, the analysis of these models, also qualitative analysis, special solutions, and then of course also numerical analysis and numerical simulations. That was a decision which was not done in one day, but developed over the years, and I'm aware that it's not the usual way to do applied mathematics. To my impression, applied mathematicians tend more to have a more narrower mathematical subject and really try then to apply their techniques in various fields, which is of course also a way to do that. But I thought if I really want to have also some impact on the applied sciences, I should really narrow my field of applications and broaden my field of mathematics.
Yeah, for me there were two buzzwords inside. The first one was media. The second one, then numerics, computational engineering, maybe, using this word. So, porous media is a wide field. What personally makes you fascinated about the field as a mathematician?
When I got in contact with that, it was for personal reasons, but then I thought, yes, there are quite interesting problems from that area in which I was interested at that time, that were nonlinear, in particular degenerate parabolic equations and their special qualitative behavior. But later on, I recognized there's much more, and what is prominent in porous media is the scale aspect, that porous media problems are always in several scales, both temporal and in particular also spatial scales ranging from nanometer to kilometer if you want, and similarly in time, and to really to address. I think that is one of the now major the scientific questions, as it is called, to bridge the scales. And there, hopefully, mathematics can contribute something.
So many of your publications are in journals which would classically not be associated with mathematics. So would you yourself call you still a mathematician, or you see yourself as someone who has left the field of mathematics?
At least I hope that I will still be recognized as a mathematician. But of course, that is also a problem which you address, because if I would apply for a position in mathematics, which I do not do anymore because I'm too old, then maybe only my papers which are, say, mass assigned will be recognized, and that's only a fraction. It's maybe half or two-thirds of my papers, and the others are in more applied journals which are not so much recognized by the mathematical community. But if one really wants to be also recognized from the other side, I think that's the only way to do it, because otherwise you do mathematics for problems, but the people who actually deal with the problems do not know about it.
Yeah, I would like to address the second buzzword I heard from your introduction. This was numerical simulation numerics, and we are proud that you will get awarded the Juris Prize of the Syntech Cluster of Excellence in February 2019. And personally, what do you think about the development of finite elements, as they have been at least partly pioneered by John Aguirre's in the last century?
That's a very good question. I never met John Aguirre personally, but actually as a young student, people talking about him, people from mathematics, and it was not 100% positive. Of course, I'm not repeating it, but it shows a little bit the gap which at that time existed between what we now would call computational engineering and applied mathematics. Applied mathematics at that time, when I did my diploma and started my PhD, was very much closed shop still, with hardly any connection connections to engineering, art, and the natural sciences. There were problems which had all those names and wording from the applied sciences, but there was, at least in the environment where I have been, maybe the technical university was already better, there was hardly any connection. And then it started with the finite element analysis, which was a very important contribution of applied mathematics, but it was not yet a real contribution to the development of the methods itself. And that came then later on. And maybe a prominent example is the analysis of the mixed finite element method, which was, as nearly all of the numerical methods, first invented by the engineers, but then they recognized stability problems which they could not solve on themselves, which could only be solved on a functional analysis-based theory. And of course, that is a very optimal situation where then mathematics can also take the lead in the development and understanding of the methods.
Okay. To round up, how do you see the future in this field? Will this be a closer cooperation between mathematics and engineering sciences, or do you think that both disciplines will go into different ways and directions? What is your personal feeling about that?
I really hope that there will be a stronger connection, and I think here in Stuttgart we really have realized this already. Of course, it always depends also on the acting personalities. In principle, I see actually some problems for applied mathematics, and in particular numerical analysis, numerical simulation. One is that, which is a good development in principle, that more and more fabricated commercial software in this field is available, so that for, let's say, not so hard problems, actually, at least that is sometimes felt, the interaction with mathematics is not necessary anymore. That is one point where we should react, making clear that there are really complicated problems where still our contribution is necessary. And the other one is this tendency to go away. Of course, it's also from my point of view that I'm very much in continuum mechanics models, that there's a tendency to go away from continuum mechanics models to particle models, because apparently we now have now all these fancy computers which can do this. I'm not going to say that it is bad, but I think one should unite these worlds. And I'm absolutely sure that we still need continuum mechanics. We still need analysis. This development of the last 300 years has not yet come to an end.
Yes, but I want to come to the end of this interview. I would like very much to thank you for your visit here in Stuttgart. And I should also mention that you are giving a lecture series here within the framework of the Collaborative Research Center on Forest Media Research. Thank you very much.
Thank you.